I could listen to this all day. And ask my wife, she'll say, you do, Tom, you do. Anyway, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program. And a couple of things on my agenda. Actually, I had a whole bunch of things planned. And then, as often happens, about a minute before showtime, I send Tim Wenger a text saying, hey, Tim, I think I'm going to do this. And as it turned out, I guessed correctly, because there's been a tremendous amount of interest in this since we started at 2 o'clock today. By the way, before I go any further, I mentioned at the beginning of the show that we had a meeting today at work. Now, it wasn't like a bad meeting. It was a good meeting. And I had a chance to hang out with David Bellavia and our account executives. And David and I, on the 60th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy, we are going to do a show together. So I think that we're doing a show from noon until four together on the anniversary of the 60th anniversary of JFK's murder. And we both have strong opinions on that. So definitely listen to it. David has been fascinated by the JFK assassination as long as he's been alive, as have I. And it should be a really good show. And no, I don't believe Oswald did it. Yes, I believe Oswald was CIA. Yes, I believe it was a conspiracy. And yes, I believe Lee Oswald, at the end of the day, was probably an American hero. Not because he killed JFK, but because I believe he was part of the abort team and got screwed. And frankly, I think Oliver Stone had it more right than he did wrong, and so did Jim Garrison back in 1967. But those are my personal viewpoints, and that's not even taking into account the Mannlicher Carcano rifle that even the FBI's best shooters couldn't replicate Lee Harvey Oswald's world-class marksmanship, allegedly, that day in November of 1963. So David and I, yes, together again, we do enjoy working together, despite what the internet says. We do enjoy working together, and we'll do it again on the anniversary of President Kennedy's assassination. We had a blast on Christmas Day, even though it was a tragic circumstance. We did 9 until 3 together on Christmas Day. And anyway, it was a fun meeting. David cracked me up on several occasions. I can't even repeat some of what was said during the meeting, but it was really super funny. Anyway, Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York State, is going after PepsiCo. Why? Because a whopping 17% of the single-use plastic containers used by PepsiCo has been found along the Buffalo River and its tributaries. 17%. Forget about the 83% that Pepsi has no traceable connection to having put there. In fact, they don't have any traceable connection to putting 17% there. You know who does? How about, I know this might sound unusual, maybe cruel and unusual, how about the people who actually litter? And just a few things have kind of crossed my mind. First of all, is Pepsi responsible, PepsiCo responsible, or the people who litter? That's number one. Number two, how big a deal is littering to you? How upset do you get when you see people chucking litter out their window? I'm not real big on road rage or honking the horn and not flipping people off, but I will honk my horn occasionally if I see somebody chucking a McDonald's bag or some other fast food bag out the window. Oh, by the way, when do they go after McDonald's for all of the Saturday morning trash you find? Well, I say McDonald's, any fast food chain on your front lawn in the morning. And there's one other topic that I do want to introduce. It has nothing to do with anything I've brought up so far today, but it has everything to do with everybody's favorite topic. I know we have a lot of music lovers who tune into this show. I will never understand those of you who are into vinyl over CDs or streaming. I'm sorry, vinyl does not do it for me. And maybe it's a function of diminished hearing. That's always a possibility. But I remember when CDs came out, and I remember thinking to myself, this is how music is supposed to sound, not the hissy, skippy vinyl. And people get very passionate about this. But I warn you, I did work in a recording studio, and I have a pretty good ear for things, and I'm just telling you that, to me, CDs are so much better than vinyl. It's not even close. We might as well be talking about two separate worlds. But many of you disagree with me, and that's fine. You don't have to agree with me, even though you're dead wrong. 803-0930, the phone number, *930, the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I appreciate all your calls, whether or not you think I'm a dork or not. Well, that's nearly unanimous, but I'll be quiet. Here's Neil in Forestville. Neil, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show. Talk to us.
Well, good evening. I'm an avid kayaker. So when I see garbage in the river, it just makes my heart hurt. And thinking, like, all the crap my kids are going to have to do in their lifetimes to make up for whatever is going on with what we're doing.
Well, when you say you see a lot of crap in the Buffalo litter, in Buffalo River, are you saying literally crap or figuratively crap? Because there have been some things I've seen in the river which do resemble literal fecal matter. Neil?
It's fun to throw gold bracelets in the water when it's running, and ooh, it's neat, it's glowing, and I've had enough of it. I mean, I would raise the fines of throwing stuff out in the street there to a crazy amount, to jail time, just to get the point across to people that we have to save this, you know, planet from our garbage.
Yeah, but in this new society in which we are in this defund the police society, people are taken in, they're given appearance tickets, no bail, and they're out committing heinous crimes within an hour of their initial arrest. That is the new America. Thank you very much to a number of factors, but that is the country in which we've chosen to live.
Well, above and beyond all that, if we can't, it affects something. We got to go around it, you know, just like a river diverts a rock. I've seen this technology. It's called interceptors. They're like nets that go in the basins of rivers, and they catch all the trash that comes through.
All right. Well, if they're so good, why aren't they everywhere? And I'm not trying to be mean and nasty by saying it. I'm just legitimately asking you, if they are that effective, why aren't we seeing them everywhere?
Exactly, because they're expensive to operate. They're expensive to upkeep. I would imagine that just the disposal of the trash that they get at the end of the day would be infinitesimal. But keeping it out of our water and keeping it off of our beaches, I think, is more important. Like you said, the caller before there said, you know, they're taking a nickel from every can that they produce, and then they find it out in the river. Well, obviously, the deposit thing is just not working.
Well, we heard the other day from a whole bunch of people who do pretty well by collecting cans and bottles and things like that. But as much as you might like the environment, is going after the manufacturer the proper thing to do? I mean, you're calling in from Forestville, and there are a lot of dairy farms down around your area. What's next? Are they going to go after the dairy farmers because of the methane the cows produce? Are they going to go after Ford and GM locally because they play a part in polluting the atmosphere? When does it stop?
Well, luckily, they're already being punished by becoming or being a New York State business. So I think this is exactly what you don't do. I mean, you go after a business that's producing income for your state. That's the last thing you would do. But I heard this
I don't look. I don't like pollution. I don't like pollution any more than you do. And this will be the third time I've said this today, but I think it's a very important point. I am an ardent environmentalist and protector of the Great Lakes, which is why I was so adamantly against the wind turbines in the Great Lakes. A multiplicity of reasons, not the least of which is the environmental damage that they can do to the lakes. So I'm not in favor of pollution, but going after people who manufacture 17% of the traceable plastic that they found in the Buffalo River and its tributaries, if I were a judge, I would throw that out as frivolous, and I'd make New York State pay Pepsi's legal bills.
Well, going back to what you were saying about New York State being what it is, I think Kevin O'Leary, when he was the Shark Tank guy there, he did an interview that said New York State is uninvestable.
Well, and maybe it's time for New York State to make that clear.
Yeah, well, think about these people, too. When they get out in the world, they're going to have to deal with the repercussions of Pepsi. But I think Pepsi's probably going to make money on this deal. I mean, I mean, somebody probably went and cracked a Pepsi out of the fridge because you mentioned the article.
Well, look, I'm a Coke man myself, Mexican Coke, and I say that for shock value. I'm talking about the sugary beverage. I like the stuff made in Mexico because it's made with cane sugar, and as I've said a million times, it tastes like Coke used to when I was a kid. I'm sorry, but it is just that good. It's worth the extra money. Back to Neil in Forestville. Neil, go ahead.
Well, you drive around the roads out here, and all I see is people throwing their trash out. So the cost of disposing your garbage needs to be assessed as well, because if it's too expensive to find a place to put it, they're just going to throw it out.
Now, are you in an area like some of the towns around here where you actually have to physically take your own trash to the landfill and pay for its disposal?
No, we've got a great service out here.
Okay, I was just curious because I heard about one local town, and I found out that but you have to take your own trash to the dump, and I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen. Not with me, thank you.
It's like $20 a month.
That's not bad.
No, it's quite reasonable. And you know, if sometimes you forget to push the thing out there, the guy will hook me up. And it's a little tough in the wintertime, you know, when we got snowbanks and stuff. But, we still get it, though. You still get the people who are – I see a lot of lotto tickets. You drive by and you see lotto tickets out in the road. The coffee cups. I mean, the Tim Hortons coffee cup thing used to get me. I at another house I lived at, this guy used to drive by every day and throw a double-double and like a triple cream on marked on the lid. I knew it was the same guy because it was the same cup every day. And I finally got sick of it, and I stood out on the road with the cups and like about 10 of them all stacked up and gave the guy the finger and, you know, just kind of, what are you doing?
And after the gunshot sounds died down, what happened? Apparently you were left standing.
Well, I must be an intimidating fellow because it stopped after that.
Well, maybe you sent a message. I mean, I don't know that flipping the bird was necessary, but it certainly got his attention. But I mean, think about that. Who does that? I mean, were you raised that way? I wasn't raised that way. Where you just throw your trash wherever, whenever? No. When I would smoke in the car, I used to take empty Snapple bottles, and my butts would go in the empty Snapple bottles. They wouldn't go on the road, usually.
I know a couple of people, Tom, who've gotten their DWIs because they threw a cigarette out the window.
Well, it's probable cause. Just like having an air freshener hanging from your rearview mirror, that's probable cause to pull you over. You can't have it hanging from the mirror. Same thing with the handicapped parking things. It amazes me the number of people with handicapped parking tags who leave them on the rearview mirror when they drive. It is not permissible according to vehicle and traffic law, and you're going to get pulled over, and God forbid you've got contraband in the car or you're wasted, you're going to turn a minor offense into a major situation when you didn't have to get pulled over to begin with.
Yeah, and that's probably the only reason you pull them over, because usually they're doing like 20 miles below the speed limit, left-hand lane.
Well, that too can be a probable cause situation. Neil, thank you. I appreciate the call from Forestville. By the way, I'd appreciate it if you would not name the names of any businesses whose litter you find on your lawn. It just makes my life just a little bit easier. It's 5:20, and we like the people at that place anyway. It's Bowerly, 26 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking about should New York State really be going after PepsiCo for the litter along the Buffalo River? And where is the litter worst in Western New York? Where do you notice it the most? I'm usually driving, so I know this might sound archaic, but I keep my eyes on the road. Generally speaking, I find that to be a good policy. But I notice it in particular on the 33 between Cheektowaga and Buffalo, more so than I do Buffalo into the city. The other thing, and that's heading into the city where I notice it, and then vinyl versus CDs. Musically speaking, where are you? I'm all about CDs, and I know I'm going to catch hell from this, from the music snobs out there, but I can't help myself. And it might just be a function of hearing deficit. I don't know, but give me CDs or streaming any day of the week. Vinyl, I know vinyl is cool now, but boy, there's a reason CDs came out. 27 minutes after 5, News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. Talking about a couple of things here, anything from pollution on the Buffalo River and the state attorney general going after PepsiCo because they are responsible, allegedly, for 17% of the traceable plastic pollution along the Buffalo River. Oh, my goodness. Hang the CEO by his nads. I mean, as far as I'm no, obviously, I'm being facetious. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And where do you notice the trash is the worst? And I'm going to put this topic out there, which has nothing to do with everything else we talked about today, and that is vinyl or CDs or streaming. I'm not a vinyl fan. I must admit, I'm not a vinyl fan. It may be that I don't hear the same as you do, but I just think it means that I just have better taste in music than you. 803-0930, that'll get you pissed off. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get to Chuck in Hamburg on WBEN. Yes, there's a way to win friends and influence people, get everybody upset with you. You are on the radio. Go right ahead, sir.
Tom, this is a very great subject, and I'm just thankful that you bring this up because it's more than just a problem. PepsiCo, first of all, they're just a small percentage of the problem. Okay, it's us as humans. We as humans are the problem. It's not just them. Okay, we are the problem. Businesses put out product. Okay, and we are supposed to be the responsible humans to dispose of it in a proper way, and we don't do that. Okay, that is the number one thing. That's just, the state attorney general is just. I think it's just another PR thing for her. She really needs to get down and dirty with this. Okay, the problem doesn't exist with the Buffalo River. It exists everywhere in the state. You talked about the 33. Go down the 33. Go off and get off on those off ramps from Cheektowaga all the way in the Buffalo. Look to your left and see what you see. And I will tell you, I have seen the same garbage there year after year. It just doesn't go away. It doesn't go away, and it's disgusting. And I will. One thing that blows my mind, Tom. Okay. Now I'm not really a crazy person within the environment, but I understand that we need to have some sort of responsibility. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, when I see the DOT guys cutting the grass and landscapers cutting the grass, they're just grinding the garbage up. I see them all the time. 179. Okay, Mile Strip Road, the right. Circle over by the Ford plant. Drive down there. I want whoever's listening. Come out here and take a look. You think the Buffalo River is a problem? This is a dump out here. It's terrible. It's disgusting.
Well, usually, I must confess, going around that circle, I'm more concerned with navigating the traffic circle safely than I am with observing the trash on the side of the road.
Trust me. It is horrific. It's terrible. And it doesn't get picked up. And you know what? I started playing a game for the past 2 years with myself. I look at a piece of garbage and I see it sitting there and I go, how long is it going to take before somebody picks it up? And you want to know the funny thing? it takes months. And in some cases, it ends up blowing down the road and getting wedged into the trees, just like big, huge pieces of plastic. You know, there's a TV up there right now. It's been sitting there for, there's a
in the tree?
No, it's sitting in off the side of the road, and it's been there for months. Nobody has come to pick this up. I mean, there are boxes big as refrigerators that lay there for weeks, and nobody has the common sense to pick it up. And you know what you talked about plastic bottles the other day or whatever.
Yeah.
I started counting plastic bottles within the past year. My Lord, I could count probably $50 in my daily travels of plastic bottles that are sitting out there. It's just mind-boggling.
$50? That's almost like two drinks at a certain local restaurant I can think of.
Exactly. Exactly. So the problem that we're facing is not just PepsiCo. It's the human element that's involved here. And unfortunately, we have things on the books and laws that say you can't trash. And then I'll give you listen to this one. One day I'm on the 33. This was last year. I'm driving on the 33, and all of a sudden, this is no lie, right before Smith Street, a huge kitchen white garbage bag comes flying out of this guy's passenger side window, and I said, "You have to be kidding me." And it went on the road, and then everybody behind me, including me, we ended up hitting it, and there you go. I have been at the off-ramps where people have been eating food, and they open their window and they throw it out. Where I'm in Hamburg, we still have a problem.
Let me just interrupt you for a moment.
Go ahead.
We have all eaten in cars, and I'm sorry, what do you do when you're through eating in a car? There are two options as I see it. Number one, you take the garbage in your home and you throw it out. Number two, you stop and get gas and you throw it out in a proper receptacle at a gas station. Mm-hmm. Option number three, throwing it out the window, does not exist in my world.
Exactly. None of this makes any sense anymore to me. And it really has become to the point where, what do I do? Well, I have been in my neighborhood and community. We have a group of people that we take care of. We're the caretakers of the community, and we're doing our best. But unfortunately, we have people coming from out of the area, dumping, no lie, Tom, on our road, down the road from where I live. One day I went down there to take care of some business, and then I came back the next day, and there was a huge pile of trash. And I said, gosh darn it, that's it, I'm done. And there were white bags there. So I opened them up with my gloves, and I found somebody's mail in there. And you know what I did? Oh, it gets better. I called the police, reported it. They came, took the report. I took the address, went over to this person who lived all the way up in Cheektowaga, okay, by Transit Road, knocked on the door. Somebody didn't answer, came back later that day after I got done with work, confronted a young man, and I said, here. And he says, what's this? I said, this is the mail from whoever dumped all that hard trash and their garbage. And I said, now I'll tell you what, if it's not picked up in 24 hours, they're going to jail. And sure enough, they came back and they picked it up. This is what's going on. We have money, okay? There's money. The government has money. The towns have money. Whatever. There's money out there. But we're just not enforcing the laws, and we're not being proactive with the laws. We're not being proactive as humans, okay? But the problem here is that you just can't blame one particular company or two companies. It's us. We are the major problem.
And Letitia really James should be filing a lawsuit against every citizen of New York State.
Well, you know, there's a way of doing this in education, but we're not educating enough. We're not. I mean, come on. You go out to certain areas and look at even people's property. Okay, I'm not being rude to someone who has a lot of stuff on their property, but there's people that have stuff on their property that has been there for umpteen years. My God. I mean, I've seen people in the city of Buffalo, Cheektowaga. I mean, garbage is, I mean, they have abandoned things on their property, but there's garbage mixed with it. And then they turn, like, say, for instance, they have an abandoned car or a couple cars. They start using that car as a trash can. It's just, it's nuts. It's really nuts. As human beings, we have become negligent to the earth, and we are the caretakers of this planet. We don't own this planet. We're the caretakers of this planet. And you know what? What bothers me the most is that these little things that are going on with us humans that we're doing to the planet and dumping our garbage anywhere we can, okay, is not solving the problem of the environment because of the fact that now you're creating another mess. The lawn cutters and people who cut for the municipalities, they're cutting the stuff, they're grinding it up, and in some cases they just blow it off to the side so it makes it looks nice, okay? And the problem is we're just putting that back into the planet. Okay, so why are we not picking this up before we cut the grass? Why are we not cleaning up our community? Why, you made a point earlier. You know, she should go after every citizen. Well, no, that's not really the case. What should be done is she should focus more on the human element and why this is happening. You know, we don't need an impact study. It's common sense that we are lazy humans. Okay, and we don't care about things. And, you know, another thing, too, is I see a lot of these younger generation, these folks crying about the environment and protesting and stuff. And, you know, they are the same ones who create the garbage, too. When they protest, they create a mess. OK, you know, you look at the southern border. OK, have you seen the pictures on all the news stations when all those people are lined up trying to get across the border or they're already in Texas? The amount of garbage that's being laid out there in the desert is astronomical. It's disgusting. And, you know, you want to talk about an impact? That's going to impact the desert out there with the animals and things like that. You know, I just don't get it anymore. Why is there a need to just drive, throw your trash, or just not, you know, pick up some trash that you see? When I'm out and about, I pick up trash. I see cans and stuff in front of these different businesses, and I actually bend down. I take the effort to pick it up. Why? Because, one, it looks bad on the business. Have you seen some of the businesses that you patronize nowadays? Start taking a look around at some of the businesses you patronize and all the garbage in the flower boxes and not for say flower boxes, but the flower beds. And things like that. Remember when we had a big, huge, you and I talked about this before, right after the pandemic, was like months after the pandemic started getting, better. And the masks, do you know, I still see masks laying. I see them flying in bushes. I see them everywhere. Is that not a problem? Is that not an issue of maybe some sort of bacteria or disease that might be in that mask? And now it's being transferred into the environment?
Dude, I don't know, because you're the one bending down picking them up. I mean, I respect you and I admire you for what you do, but on the other hand, you got to be careful because you have no idea what's in that bag, and the last thing you need is hepatitis or worse from a needle stick.
Oh, granted, you're right on that. I am careful what I pick up. One time, I think you and I had this discussion, and I was telling you that I had stopped at a gas station over in the city, and it was, the whole place was just littered with, I mean, it was ankle deep. And I walked over and I'm looking, and there was a bag of, it wasn't dog poo, it was human feces. And
jeez,
it was ridiculous.
And with that lovely thought, I'm out of time. I always like to end the show with the words human feces. Thank you very much for the call. I would like to get into the whole vinyl versus CD thing at some later date. I honestly was not expecting the whole trash and litter thing to have a life that it did, but it did. So thank you kindly for all of the many outstanding phone calls that we had today. Thanks to Tanner Saunders as well.